720 WGN High atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and excited to have on the line, and I'm sure people are looking at, you know, traffic jams and parades and street closures and everything for the great American Oyster Day, and the people celebrating it in the biggest way is Shuck and Shack out there in Naperville. We've got one of the guys behind all of that fun action, and certainly those oysters. It's Kyle Howard. Kyle, welcome to WGN.
We appreciate it. Thanks for having us on. We're excited about, you know, National Oyster Day is August 5th. We're going to celebrate it on August 3rd this year. And it's one of those holidays that probably most people don't know, but it's near and dear to us. And so we're looking forward to having a good time.
You guys are out there in Naperville. Oysters are big, not always the leading sort of headliner in a restaurant situation. You know, they are beloved and I think appreciated, but to have a place that is dedicated to the oyster and the enjoyment of it in that setting is kind of unique. Talk a little bit about the restaurant, you guys getting together and starting it up.
Yeah, so we felt the same way. You can get oysters in a lot of places, but not very many places are committed to them, at least not in the way that we are. And so we're committed. If you've got oyster in your name, you got to have them fresh. You got to have a good variety, and you got to have them affordable. And so that's something that we focus on. We've got 7 varieties of oysters available that change out periodically depending on pricing and availability. But we keep a good amount of inventory on hand. We keep them always fresh. We've also got a lot of other seafood on our menu, but you know, we try to focus and bring the highest quality and the best price of oyster that we can to the suburbs.
So when it comes to oysters, for those people that may think like bananas, right? It is what it is. There are different varieties. There's a bunch of different kinds, and people like them for different reasons. Maybe some are from different regions around the world, or maybe even seasonal. So Kyle, give sort of just a little thumbnail, right, on the mysterious and oftentimes delicious world of the oyster.
Yeah, we've got, I think, 5 varieties right now from the East Coast, 3 from East Coast U.S., 2 from East Coast Canada, and then we've got 2 from the West Coast. And we've got one called the Kumamoto from the West Coast and another one called the Fat Bastard. Don't ask me where that name came from.
Are they fat? Are they fat, Kyle?
They're a medium-sized oyster, but they are a very plump oyster. So I can see where they get the fat name for sure.
Okay. And then tell a little bit about the rest of the oysters that you have there.
Yeah, so we carry a few seasonal. We keep our house oyster is one called the Whitestone Oyster. It comes from the Chesapeake Bay area. We have a relationship with the aquaculture, the company Whitestone, and so that's why we carry that. We're able to get a really good price on it. We always have that one in stock, and we always have Blue Points in stock, which come from the Long Island Bay area.
There's never a bad time to enjoy oysters. You've got the Great American Oyster Day coming up, but as far as when you guys are open, do you have regular hours? I've seen some of the pictures, and for the listeners, of course, we'll have some up at WGNradio.com, but it looks like, you know, the fun environment of sort of a restaurant / sports bar. What times can people get in there and enjoy all the stuff?
Yeah, we open every day at 11. We're open 11 to 9 Sunday through Thursday. We're open from 11 to 10 p.m. on Friday and Saturday. And you're right. Our atmosphere here is that we want people to walk in and feel like they are on vacation, that they are in that little beach dive bar that they stopped in and had a great experience, had a great environment, and had awesome fresh oysters and seafood. And so that's what we try to create here. We want people to walk in from Naperville and forget they're in Naperville. We want people to walk in here at all times of the year, especially in the wintertime, and feel like they're sitting on a beach somewhere having a nice beer and some good seafood.
And some of the people that, you know, there are devotees of the oyster, people that love it, are going to make their way. They're going to hear this. They're going to stop out and visit you just for that. You mentioned the other seafood selections that you have for maybe other people in the group. Talk a little bit about that, right? It's oysters. It is in the name, obviously, but there's more to enjoy.
Yep, you bet. You can get oysters fresh. You can get them raw, steamed, fried, or grilled, char-grilled. But we also have crab legs. We do a lot of shrimp dishes. We do a shrimp and grits. We've got mahi. We do an ahi tuna. We do fish tacos. We have quite a wide variety, seafood pastas and things like that. So we do a lot of variety of different types of shellfish and non-shellfish. But we've also got a lot of things for the people that don't like seafood. So we do chicken tacos, chicken wrap. People rave about our chicken wings.
Wow.
People are surprised at how good our burger is. So we've got a lot of variety here.
And I noticed, too, like on Fridays, you've got sort of the the fish and chips, sort of a fish fry kind of feel for those people that love that kind of stuff. And then here's the other thing, and for the listeners are going to have to write this down, is the all-you-can-eat, and you have all-you-can-eat crab legs. I don't know if that's periodical, seasonal, special, or if that's something you do on a regular basis.
We do it on a regular basis. We do it every Wednesday night. That's one of our highlights. The fish and chips on Friday is as well. But, it's an all-you-can-eat crab legs, and there's not a lot of places around that do that. So we wanted to bring that to our customers, and we do it every Wednesday.
I'm sure it's super appreciated. Is that something that – so I remember – I'll tell a little story, and the listeners, some of them who have listened would remember this. But so my wife and I, when we were dating, you know, Red Lobster did an all-you-can-eat crab legs sort of experiment, and it was devastating for them. And they, because they weren't thoughtful enough, I guess, to have it be, I don't even know if it was that expensive or if there was a time cutoff or anything like that. Because I remember, so she was at the time, she was allergic to, but just loved it, right? So we pumped her full of Benadryl and then we headed over there. And we sat there for as many hours as we could. And they would be like, hey, do you want some more? Yes, we do. And I got to think our experience wasn't unique because I know they sold a lot or lost a lot of money on the crab leg things. And I remember the next day, of course, she was in some sort of a coma. She survived. Obviously, three kids were good. But the next day, I couldn't even open my hands because they were so sore from, you know, cracking the crab legs, right? And it was just a wonderful experience that we talk about to this day, even to this minute, but it wasn't great for Red Lobster. So I just think that, you know, thank you. You're doing a public service and you've obviously got it in a way where I think the people have a 2-hour window, right? So you can get in there and that. But that's absolutely awesome. I know I'm excited about it. I'm definitely going to get out there for that.
Yeah. Well, we'd love to have you out. Let us know when you're coming.
We definitely will. All right. So all the reasons to get out to Shuck and Shack, and we're going to, again, have links up at WGNradio.com. But there is an additional reason for those people who not only love oysters, but love dogs or would like to love dogs or would like to leave the restaurant with a dog to love. Right. Talk a little bit about what's happening and how you've built in the alliance.
Yeah. So we are having what we call our Great American Oyster Day Party. This is our second annual. And it kind of rose out of when we opened the restaurant, people would sit around and kind of brag or talk about how many oysters they've eaten in one sitting. And so we started to make this, we should take people's pictures and kind of immortalize these achievements. And so now we've got what we call the Oyster Wall of Fame, where if someone eats 36 or more oysters anytime throughout the year, we take their picture, we put their picture on the wall. Well, then from that, we decided we needed to recognize whoever's eaten the most. And so from there came the Oyster King and the Oyster Queen. And since the National Oyster Day happens in August, we decided, well, we should celebrate our oyster lovers. And last year we had our first annual Great American Oyster Day Party. And we had a coronation ceremony for the Oyster King and Queen. That's kind of what it grew out of, having some fun, being a little bit ridiculous at the same time. But yet taking what we do seriously. But this party came from that. And so that's what we're going to do this week. Saturday, we're going to have the second annual Great American Oyster Day Party. And we will again have a coronation ceremony for this year's Oyster King and Queen. And we'll make it a lot of fun. We have thrones that they sit on. We have crowns and robes and scepters. We have court jesters that help us with the ceremony. But while we're having all this kind of fun, we also want to do some things that give back to the community in some way. And so with our next door neighbor, Chrysler's Natural Pet, we decided that we were going to support a charity called Angel Dog Alliance. And Angel Dog Alliance will be joining us at this event. And they're going to bring some adult dogs and some puppies that people can come and pet that will be available for adoption. We're going to be doing some fundraising for them at this event. We'll have some raffles. People can enter. All the proceeds will go to Angel Dog Alliance. And any proceeds that come out of this raffle, Shuck and Shack Oyster Bar will match up to $1,000.
Wow.
So we'd love to really make this a big event to support these dogs. And this is such a great charity.
Yeah, I know that their neighbors, or at least there's affiliated neighbors that are next door. And so that's sort of the genesis of the thought process. But are you and Angie, are you guys dog people? Do you have dogs? Do you like dogs? Or maybe it's the customers that they're talking about their dogs.
Yeah, we do. We have dogs here. We do have dogs every once in a while that show up at our restaurant because we have outdoor seating. But Angie and I both have dogs. We have a dog that we brought from a shelter. And so this is a topic that we is kind of near and dear to our heart. Angel Dog Alliance focuses on saving dogs from high kill shelters all over the United States. And they focus on finding them foster homes and then finding them permanent homes. So we really love what Angel Dog Alliance does. We feel like it's a very worthy cause for a lot of dogs that otherwise, you know, wouldn't make it. And so they spend a lot of their time and effort finding foster homes and adoption homes. They're always looking for volunteers. This event will be a great opportunity for people to come and meet them, find out more about what they do, be able to donate, and be able to sign up to be volunteers to support this great charity.
So a great opportunity to have all of that fun, festivities, and of course the food that you guys have there. But Higher Purpose built in is learn a little bit about what it is that they're doing. Maybe get to pet a dog, you know, leave with the dog, support their thing. But like you said, the important thing, Kyle, is they'll be able to learn more about what it is that they're doing, why it's important, and how they can get involved. As we let you go, you know, and again, we'll have links up at WGNradio.com for that. Give the date, you know, when it is coming up. It's the 3rd, right? And then, of course, the location, website, social media, ways for people to keep up.
Yeah, so it is August 3rd. The party starts at 4:30. Live music starts at 5:30. We will be crowning the king and queen this year at 5 o'clock, and then it goes on until about 8:30 at night. Angel Dog Alliance will be here on site. You can visit their website at angeldogalliance.com. You can find out more about our event and food specials and things like that on theshuckandshack.com. Or better yet, go to our Facebook page, and where we post a lot of our stuff and our activities and our specials on there.
36 just to get on the wall. What does it take just for those people that may want to train a couple days or see themselves as potential king and queen royal material, if you will? What does it take to be the king and queen? Like, what kind of numbers are we looking at?
You got to pretty much be over 100.
Wow. Is that, and then how, yeah, is there a time limit on that? I know that like the Joey Chestnuts of the world are like, no problem, but you know,
We don't put a specific time limit on it, but a reasonable dinner sitting, you know, some people come in and they eat dinner for an hour, hour and a half or so. We don't allow people to sit all day long, but, one sitting, hour to 2 hours at the most. Last year's king did 170.
Wow. Okay. That's even
70.
Jeez.
Oh my God. This year's king's at 107, and this year's queen is at 107.
All right. Well, it's still pretty impressive numbers, and of course, some great oyster sales right there for Kyle Howard doing some great things. I'm excited about this place. I can't wait to get the family out there, enjoy some of the oysters. There's quite a few things. And then, of course, if you look, and again, we'll have links up at WGNradio.com. It looks like a super fun place. It looks like a fun place for you to get away and, like you said, feel like you're on vacation and enjoy. So I can't thank you enough for everything you're doing. Of course, for the support on the dog side with Angel Dog Alliance, we'll have links up for that as well. And thanks so much for jumping on the show today.
You bet. Thank you for having us. We really appreciate you supporting us and supporting the great charity of Angel Dog Alliance.